Fra Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 17th Lecce European Film Festival, Cinema Europeo di Lecce. I'm with Bujar Alimani, director of Chromium, in competition, so welcome.
I'm very happy to be here, to be in Lecce after 5 years, because 5 years ago I was with my first feature film, Amnesty. I won 3 prizes, and you know, it's the Lecce, it's connected to myself everywhere with something very happy, you know. And I coming again, you know, sole, molto sole, too much light, Mediterranean.
So that's your second time in Lecce, as you were saying. So how's it going so far? What are you expecting from this second, from this screening of Chromium?
Yes, it's very important, because the European festival Lecce take very good films from your European zone. It's not too much, you know. Not too much films. Are just 10. Every year, but the selecting group study very well with which films to be participate and to go for the oil trees, yes. And it's very nice to have one such festival in the South Italy. It's very important also because we have the connect. Yes, between the festivals and to organizing in Albania with the Italian festivals, too much. But we are too near with the south festivals in Italy, not too much in the, with the north, you know. The northerns are a little bit, okay, glamour, and Lecce is very, very quality festival.
So for our listeners, can you give us a brief introduction of Chromium? What is it about?
It's one story to came from the my children age, you know, childhood, and it's one forgiveness about or to the front for two kids, you know, two kids to them not have the fathers, you know, and the mother, which it is mute, try to grow up them, but the Albanian opinion about the one alone mother, alone woman, was very, very bad. And I tried to camp those guys in the film to make the character, and with it to show the one dimension of Albanian society. It's and the things from this society about the woman in North Albania. The situation is not too good, you know. It's the women are a little bit, you know, after the men's, you know, the one come dice italiano, il masculist, you know, it's a masculist società, it's a society. Yes, the film finished the last year, between 5 months, you know, and we had too many premieres in the Europe, and now it's the first time to have the Italian premiere in the Lecce Film Festival.
What happened when you traveled through festivals with this film? Were there things that people noticed about your film, that got from your film, that you weren't thinking of? Or were the things that you liked the most?
Yes, because I like too much the mother, the mute mother. But it was too strange for them, the teacher, the math teacher. Because in Albania, in the mind of too many peoples, is a little bit, you know, Ottomanic things and opinion, and it was too strange to show in the film one very modern and trendy math teacher, you know, with a car. And I remember in Karlovy Vary, Czech Republic, one teacher asked me I am teacher, I working like a teacher, but I have not car, you know, but it's not problem yesterday, one teacher, one math teacher, or one what teacher, we had to have one Fiat, Cinquecento, it's old, you know, but it's not this problem, but I test in the people their opinion about my country, you know, how this opinion development or not, how then, you know, which the my people, the Albanians, because in the mind of Italians, for example, the Albanians are the people to come with the boats from the sea, you know, but the things are changed. Okay, yeah. You know, in the last of the my film, in the last 10 minutes, we have one rock group in Albania, and why not? Because the rock group and the music rock, for me is the same with the opinion of teacher. You know, she is a rock, she is a rebel, she's going far away from the parents, you know, she escaped from the tyranny and to go to give and to help the children in the one lost north area of Albania.
What was the, since we're talking about Albanian society as well and how foreigners perceive the situation in Albania at the moment, was your intent only to analyze society and portray society in Albania, or also was your intent to show and change people's attitude and feeling towards what could be the situation in Albania?
Yes, Albania, it's now try to go in Europe, you know, and it's separate in two big parts, you know, one part's to live in the metropolitan center, like capital, like Tirana, and one big part to live in the north or south area, and to live under very, very difficulty conditions. You know, but the things change in Albania day by day. For example, I go in Albania after 3-4 months, and the things are changed. You know, I don't. So fast. I don't know if this is good or bad. I don't know, but I try to keep the stories. Usually, far away from the capital, you know, because I believe in the truth. In the life of people's to live under the poor conditions.
More neorealistic.
No, maybe, I don't know. I have the influence of Kiarostami or De Sica, or I don't know. Maybe maybe because I'm not from Tirana, I'm not from capital, and it's like one obligation to turn the vision about the their lives.
So since you made this film more than a year ago, what are you working on at the moment?
Yes, I have now two projects. Those projects are won the last November in the Albania Film Center. I'm in the co-production now with the French co-producer, the family of one very famous Albanian filmmaker, who is died the last December. Yes, search for me to realizing this script, this project. And I accept, yes. And Mr. Artan Minaroli, I go to shooting in November. And the last summer, yes, this film will be under the title Delegation. And the last summer, I was shooting my script, The Load, or The Vein is the title, and about the life of people to live in a petrol oil in South Albania. Yes, it's like Texas, like yes, nobody knows
jump I didn't
and
know.
Then you have petrol.
Yeah.
Wow. So, yes, Buya.
I have two projects now, And I have one, I have ideas and treatment for one very big American, Italian, and Albanian co-production. Yes, about the Second World War.
Well,
let's see.
So I'm sure we're going to meet again.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. I hope.
Well, good luck, because you're in competition, so good luck with your film Chromium at this year's, at this 17th edition of Lecce, European Film Festival.
Thank you so much, and I hope to come again with my other films, other projects in Lecce.
Grazie. And this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 17th edition of Lecce European Film Festival, Festival Cinema Europeo di Lecce for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.